Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today we are speaking with Metal NRG. Their investments are split into direct and indirect holdings. The direct investments include the Gold Ridge Project in Arizona, the oil and gas division with 3 producing licenses and 3 exploration licenses in Lincolnshire. And finally, they have an eco division where they are collaborating with EQ Tech on waste to energy projects. And here to tell us all about the company is Rolf Gerritsen, CEO, and Pier Paolo Rocco, Director of Oil and Gas. Hello, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Bonnie. Good to see you.
Yes, very good to see you too. So, Rolf, do you want to just give us a brief overview of the company?
Yeah, look, it's really focused as an investment company on undervalued assets that offer a substantial upside. 2, it's about investing in assets which are in production or close to production and therefore generating revenue or with a relatively short term to get to revenue. The 3rd point that we focus on is investing in management teams that can actually drive the assets forward. And that's why we have the division set up the way we have them set up, so that we have dedicated management on each of the special purpose vehicles. And last but not least, it's all about creating a sustainable company that can actually stand on its own two feet financially and start giving back something to shareholders over a relatively short period of time.
Well, that sounds like a very good investment policy. So let's just start with the great news that you had last week, that you successfully completed the workover on Whisby number 6 well. Can you tell us what the significance of that is for the company?
I think the best person to answer that is Pier Paolo, but from my perspective, it's a key stepping stone for RIT NRG to start implementing the plan that we're working towards, which is growth of the actual asset, but also looking at additional opportunities in terms of possible acquisitions. Specifically, the well, I'll hand over to Pier Paolo, who will talk you through some of the detail on that.
Thank you. Pier Paolo, can you please tell us about the project?
With pleasure. So the allow me to say the last RNS that we released was about more generally about our first 100 days of operation, because we felt there was more to report to the investor than only this. Of course, this is very significant. So it was a priority number one for sure to bring that well to back to production. But, you know, prior to that, and after that, obviously, we had a number of things to be accomplished as well. And we thought it was significant to let the investors know. So really, to cut a long story short, you know, we were looking to, our overarching really objective was to bring, you know, to consolidate the business, you know, as much as we could and as soon as we possibly could. So obviously to do this, we focused on the fundamentals, and they were, you know, first and foremost revenue. That's why that was our first priority, to bring that well back to production. Second of all, we need to consolidate debt, because, you know, this was, you know, low hanging, you know, a bit of a distressed asset, and clearly there was some, you know, renegotiation, some discussion to be had. We've done that too. And also we had to realign the cost basis of the whole company and allow predictability and, you know, for a better understanding of the business. Let's not forget that was a business that we inherited with 30 plus years of previous experience. So there were a number of things that we had to consolidate and sort out when we started. And last but not least, we had to really re-engage with a number of stakeholders. It might not sound too fancy to report a subject like that, but it's essential for an oil and gas business, you know, in the United Kingdom, to first and foremost we reconnect with the UK, with the key UK regulators, and obviously with, you know, with the communities and the wider you know, list of stakeholders. Well, these were our priorities, and I think we did quite well in achieving this. Obviously now, you know, there's still a lot to be done, but I think we are on the right way.
Pier Paolo, can you please tell me what the plans are for the portfolio of your assets?
Yes. So in the shortest term, we are going to revamp our operation and our facilities. We've taken certain engagement with the regulators and certain works to, there are certain things to be done in our current operating site. But then what we are looking to do is to develop further the assets that we have. So like you said, we have 3 producing licenses at the moment. We see good potential for 2. One is the currently producing WISBI, but more interestingly, we see potential Newton Trent, where we think, you know, there could be a couple of good producers coming in within the next 12 to 18 months. And yes, let's not forget it, we do think that we have a, you know, 2P reserves in the ballpark of 1 million barrels recoverable, which could bring in the relatively near term, you know, in excess of 500 barrels a day of production. So by doing this, we would position ourselves as, you know, a pretty serious player in the, you know, relatively small onshore oil and gas panorama in the UK. And of course, we, you know, probably the one who's also possibly your next question, but yeah, of course, there's more acquisition that we're looking to.
And so you are looking at other acquisitions in the UK onshore, or are you focusing just on this portfolio?
No, this portfolio was a stepping stone, which had to be economic, had to be meaningful for us, and we intended to do something with it. But obviously, we're looking for more, and we're looking to diversify the business as well. But unfortunately, can we really be too detailed on that?
Exactly. I understand. And so going over to the Metal Energy Echo Limited, where you're developing green energy projects, do you want us to tell us about that division?
Yeah, look, we entered into a partnership with EQTEC, and the idea is for us to develop a pipeline of potential projects to invest in. And what we're looking for is projects that are shovel ready and that can move into production quite quickly. The first transaction that we announced the heads of terms on was a plant in Italy, and it uses wood chip from the local area in Tuscany to start producing energy, and it is linked back in. It is linked into the grid, and we are recommissioning a previously producing plant, and we estimate that probably in about 9 to 12 months we'll be producing. And we are looking forward to completing that transaction, and Metal NRG will have about 26.6% for €700,000. So that will be presenting an opportunity to increase revenue within about, I'd say, 12 months at the most.
And can investors expect anything more recommissioning of plants in Metal Energy Echo in the near term?
Yes, Bonnie, we're looking at a number of other opportunities. As I said, the plan with EQTEC is to build up a pipeline of shovel-ready projects. And David Palumbo, who is the CEO there, has been on a number of interviews where he's stated quite clearly that their pipeline is very substantial. And we're looking at participating with them on possible transactions. So there's possibly more to come.
That's excellent. And finally, do you want to give us an overview of your Gold Ridge project, which encompasses 3 past producing underground gold mines?
Yes. And SRK completes some work to help us with updating our competent persons report as an input document to our prospectus, which was presented a few months ago. And they came back with a conclusion that there is possibly structural connectivity between the 3 previously producing mines. And they have suggested that we complete a work program between now and November, which is progressing and has started on site. And it's broken down into 3 phases. If you look at the data that is available on the mines itself, you've got something like 60 years of data. And there's hand-drawn maps, there's geophysical studies, there's sampling and everything. So the first thing we're doing is rationalizing all of that and putting it into a comprehensive database and then using it to start creating a real proper picture of what we have in terms of the overall asset. And the second piece of work is about making sure that all the claims are up to speed and up to date, and adding some of the potential claims that are close to where we are. And then the third is actually going on site and spending a number of days on site and sampling rocks and areas that we've identified which offer interesting mineralizations, which we would then pursue further. And that work will be completed between now, it started a few weeks ago, and November. So we've got our hands full on that one. And Bart in the US is running that. He's a geologist of 35 years experience and is driving that forward. So again, we'll be coming back to market with some news as and when we make progress on Goldridge.
And do you think there is potential for more mineralization surrounding the past producing mines?
We believe, based on the input that we've received from SRK, that there's a bigger picture, that there are open pittable opportunities within the area. And that's why we're pursuing those, because we might be able to do something a little bit bigger than we originally anticipated.
Well, that would make sense. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on Share Talk, and we look forward to another update from you in the near future.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very much.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on Share Talk.